Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
2017, the year of 2 Timothy. So Jesus will return. Hello and welcome to Weird Tales Now Explainable. This is Beef. I'll be hosting this evening alongside my two lovely friends. Say hello, one of you.
Hi, it's Tiss.
It's Tiss, and the other one is...
Hi, it's Bob.
Cool. We haven't seen each other for a few weeks.
Not since the fire.
Yeah, that sounds menacing, like there was a fire that we were all involved in. Like, yeah, not since the fire. That was a good evening.
It was good fun. Tragedy.
Not since that terrible. Not since it burnt down. It's not since the fire burnt down.
Since the fireworks.
That was a good evening.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good fun.
By the way, when you guys went, we went back to Haley's and we drank for like 3 hours.
I thought you might have done.
Yeah, we finished all that beer. We finished it between us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What did you guys just like hang out there all night? Or
we just sat in Hayley and Brad's kitchen, and it was only me and Becca of all this went on.
Really?
Yeah, it was me, Becca, Hayley, Brad, and Alton. We finished off the beer. Yeah, me and Brad.
I thought you might have done. Well, glad you had a good time. And thanks to Sean for popping along. Yeah. We're going to edit that out, aren't we? Because we're not doing like a big, not making a big deal out of that, are we?
Who's the guest of honour?
Oh, you're not editing it out.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for coming, Sean. It was good to see you. I feel like for some reason I adopted one of those like shipping forecast voices.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do a shipping forecast, but it's like there's a... that's airline pilot.
Tell me about it. Podcast on my own, I feel like I've got such a different podcast voice on my own.
It's... You sounded weird.
Because I'm on my own.
It's like... Yeah, it's different.
And hello, this is Smooth Jazz Radio.
So do you guys have any clue whatsoever what we're banging on about?
Yeah, we've
got an inkling, but...
Do you?
Yeah.
You've both got inklings. I want to know what your inklings are.
Well, my inkling is the same as Bob's because he told me his and I agree.
Okay. Go on then.
Can't really take any credit for my inkling.
Is it curses?
Curses?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought you'd pretty much planned a curses episode that you didn't do.
Yeah, I have, but this is more fun.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Well, when I looked into it, there probably... Like, there wasn't enough for... I did have another episode planned, but as I went through it, I was like, it's kind of boring, to be honest. Because it's just looking at this is a curse that happened, and this is apparently what happened as a result of the curse.
All right.
Here's another curse that happened.
Yeah.
So, tonight we're looking at eschatology.
What's that? Do you know what that is?
No idea.
Isn't that that Robbie Williams album?
Escapology.
No. No, it's not a Robbie Williams. It's not a Robin Williams. Oh, Robbie Williams is absolute horse cack.
You know that Rude Box album we did?
Oh,
sold
awful.
So few copies and they printed so many, they ended up melting loads of it down to service roads in like Africa or something.
pulped.
Pulped, yeah.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams. I'm here to see my CD get pulped.
We're not looking at any kind of narcissistic... Well, actually, we'll come on to some narcissistic behaviour later on.
Okay.
But it's nothing to do with Robbie Williams. Eschatology is the study of the end times.
Ooh.
So, end times...
So what we're living in.
Apocalypse... All that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. And eschatology is like the Christian study of the end times.
If it isn't now, I
How much
fucking,
worse can you get?
Yeah, I'd love to see an actual apocalypse because now is pretty close.
Well, it's kind of... We'll come on to that later. We'll come on to the...
Is the Trump ban lifted for this episode?
I can't believe I've not really looked at this before, to be honest, because this is quite a... This is something biblical that I just hadn't... really thought about as being weird, but it is, it's all kind of weird stuff.
It reminds me of the Antichrist episode we did.
Yeah.
Where it's looking at a religious belief and then looking at what's weird about that and the idea of it.
I think it deserves looking into, and I think the problem is that, and we'll come on to some of the predictions later, like we know in the news now, there's been people that predicted the end of the world. Mm-hmm. They've given it dates and everything. And in a way, I kind of think, well, obviously that's ridiculous, and why would you even put your name to it? But you can't help but look at the scripture, the scriptures they've looked at, and like, well, all of that is kind of happening. So
we've got an end of the world date coming.
Well, there is no date, because there's also a scripture in the Bible that says only God is the one who knows when the
didn't
world
Nostradamus
ends.
Say it's going to end next year?
Didn't he, what was it about? Is it Madus? Or
yeah, Marbus is going to get killed and it was going to cause a war that's going to end the world. I think it might have been this year.
I thought it was this year. I thought it was this January.
Well, it feels like the world's ended this year.
Because it was around the time that Trump got inaugurated, isn't it?
2017 just feels like a big blur to me now.
Yeah.
But mainly because my son was born.
You know so just feels like how like, he's so many celebrities months. Died last year?
Yeah.
And then this year it's like loads of people are getting like done for sexual assault and everything. I saw everything and it was like 2016, all your favourite celebrities are dead. 2017,
year of the
favorite, all your favourite celebrities are dead to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, mad.
And I've said this in previous spiritual episodes. If you're listening and you have any kind of religious belief, if you're a Christian, if you're a Muslim, a Sikh, a Hindu, a Jedi.
You list all of them, please.
If you're an atheist, there's like 6,000 religions in this. I won't list all of them, but if you have a religion, particularly one of the main ones, one of the big ones,
one of the biggies, yeah.
Then get in touch with us, because I could cover the end time stuff through main religions, but I won't do it justice,
mm-hmm.
and I'll only offend someone, or someone will be angry, and be like, you didn't say that bit right. So I'm going to cover it from a Christian angle, but I'm obviously want to. See what you guys think about this kind of stuff. Because I don't think it's just a Christian thing. I do think other people are out there that believe that we're going to hell in a handbasket and the world is just going down the pan.
The world did end in 2012 and we're just, oh, this is just a dream. Yeah, this is the afterlife.
That is not a recommendation. That is a terrible film. Yeah, that film
I've never
is
watched
awful.
It.
It's terrible.
What about The Day the Earth Stood Still? What's that one about? Just name your apocalypse film. I've never seen that one either. That's why
there's The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, never heard of that one.
No,
which
I've
is,
heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Which is it's terrible, but it's okay.
What about The Happening?
Oh, that I've heard is terrible.
Ridiculous.
I've heard that that's a terrible, terrible film.
Plants, wasn't it?
No, that's the bees one.
Bees.
Yeah.
What's the one with plants?
I don't know. I've never seen it, so I just know the plot of it is like, you know, if there's no more bees, then we're all going to die, which is true. But it's like a film about that.
Oh yeah, no, the plants start putting out a pheromone that kills all the humans.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck ridiculous. Me. Yeah.
Isn't that the Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, it's the sequel.
Yeah. Little Shop of Horrors 2.
Big World of Horrors.
Bloody plant. Okay, so we're gonna look at a number of different things. I've chosen not to really look at Revelation is the book in the Bible which carries a lot of the symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Around the end of the world, and it has like the mark of the beast and all that kind of stuff.
Mark of 10.
666. No, there's like a beast which a lot of people have interpreted, or years ago, when you remember when Chip and Pin came out?
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, that's fucking ages ago. I was born when that came out.
No, you weren't.
I remember Chip and Pin coming in, it was like a big new thing.
Chip and Pin came out about
I didn't have a bank.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
I didn't have 2001, a bank account 2002.
I remember using it for the first time in a shop and being like, that is way quicker than...
I never signed for any of my...
Really?
So I always chip and pin.
Oh, I did. Anyway, well...
Fish and
cushions. People... Look, a few people interpreted... Because the Mark of the Beast talks about accepting this mark and having people being able to identify you and... it all being one world currency, and talks about world currency.
The euro.
Well, this is what all this kind of stuff is very interesting, because a lot of at the time the euro was booming, there was talk of it still becoming just a worldwide currency that everyone would benefit from, just being just living underneath one type of currency.
But who says who? Someone who's
someone in the UN, probably.
Yeah, someone's gonna make shitloads of money. Yeah, everyone would be great.
Probably
with this money.
Probably, you know, Angela Merkel.
The countries that actually had shit all that wanted the euro the most, because it's like, cool, we get to share the wealth with Germany and all the strong countries.
Yeah,
but it's like
Bitcoin.
Well, it's like when we went to Romania, they couldn't believe that we were leaving the EU, not because of all the obvious reasons, but because they need the EU.
Mm.
Like Romania.
So do we. We just don't know.
Not as much as Romania.
Well, we're gonna find out.
Oh, we won't leave.
Forecast
EU.
Doesn't look good.
We won't.
It's not gonna happen. More and more, I feel like we're not. Yeah.
It's not gonna happen. No.
Yeah. I feel like if we do, someone's gonna look like a.
This is the equivalent of
like a statue of
like. He's coming to school. And I'm like, I'm gonna bring a baseball bat in tomorrow and smash your fucking face in. And you're like, go on then. Like, oh, it's tomorrow now. You bought that baseball, right? Yeah, I'm going to bring it in tomorrow, mate.
Right. Oh, you I'm going to buy a new one this weekend.
But Chris...
Theresa fucking Brexit bat.
So we're going to look at some of the predicted dates. So I'll just give you a kind of brief overview. So Christian eschatology...
Right.
So the study of the end times is mainly focused on the second coming of Christ. Quite a number of Christians around the world would subscribe to the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about the rapture. We're going to actually look at the verses in the Bible, which talk about the apocalypse and the signs that we can look to.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look to see if some of these signs are around us now. And then at the end, I have got, it's not really a game because there's no points, but I want to look at, I want to look at some...
you always forget about the points as soon as we start.
Yeah. Can't be bothered.
I remember the last episode that I edited through, the last one you did, and it was like,
oh, I
the
had
first
a,
couple
I had
of months a... you started doing points, and by the end of it, you'd forgot.
Oh, yeah, no, I've... yeah, I think I've even written down, like, a circled B in my book, so you must have won at some point.
Oh, thanks.
So yeah,
fair enough. If I can listen to the superstitions episode, I won.
Yeah, I don't know if it was superstitions, but we're going to look at false messiahs or
okay,
a bunch of people around the world who claim that they are Jesus.
Ooh.
Does
that happen a lot? I always think, like, if I really wanted to, like, get out of this world of, like, just try and be, you know, people just want to be something, be on telly for something.
Yeah.
Just like, should I just say I'm Jesus and bullshit, but just keep it up? And I wonder how many people do that.
I feel like enough people have done it now that people would just be like...
Right. I'd never do it.
Whereas, like, the first person who ever did it, they're like, he's crazy, but I want to hear what he says. But now it's just like that.
Yeah. I never hear about people doing it, but imagine there's got to be, isn't there? There's so many that I don't hear because it's like everyone's bored of hearing it.
I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Is there one in England?
There are a few. Yeah, there are a few.
David Icke said it, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, David Icke came out as a Christ.
Came out.
Came out of the Christ closet. The Christ.
That was really brave of him.
Okay, so we're going to start by looking at Jesus' return.
Right, okay.
So
is he coming back?
He's coming back. Look,
big comeback. Is he going to wear a sequin jumpsuit?
Dan,
has he really let himself go?
Come back and kill everyone.
Jesus Jew.
Yeah.
Some of them are. Oh, he's Jesus Jew.
I love the.
He's
Bill.
There, like, gunning everyone down.
The Bill Hicks bit is like, no wonder no one ever came back. Everyone's wearing crosses. Like, celebrating, like, this is how you died. And he's just like, no wonder Jesus never fucking came back.
A lot of Christians wear crosses around their necks. You think when Jesus comes back, he's going to want to see a fucking cross, man? That may be why he hadn't shown up yet. But man, they're still wearing crosses. Fuck it, I'm not going, Dad. No, they totally missed the point. When they start wearing fishes, I might show up again, but let me bury fossil heads with you, Dad. Fuck them. Let's fuck with them. They're fucking with me now. Let's get them. Give me that brontosaurus head, Dad. You know? It's kind of like going up to Jackie Onassis with a rifle pendant on, you know? Thinking of John, Jackie. We love him. Trying to keep that memory alive, baby.
Oh, man, alive. Okay, yeah, so I mean, the second coming is kind of... it's exactly what it says on the tin. At some point, Jesus is going to return.
As himself or in someone else?
As himself, just okay. Return as Jesus.
So we could... If it is Jesus, we can be like, that's what he looked like. Because he'll look the same as what he used to look like.
Yeah.
Mm. Sweet.
Yeah, he hasn't changed. He won't change like his appearance. No, so Jesus will return.
like a statement.
He will.
Oh, thanks for clearing that, mate.
Oh, I can get the kettle on. I won't hold my breath.
No, what I meant was that's effectively what the second coming is.
Okay. What if Jesus has returned, and because of the shit social system we have, he's fucking homeless because no one listened to him? Hey, or would he make a...
What if?
Or would he be born into a middle-class family and have, like, a good upbringing?
He doesn't get born into a family again. It's not like Christmas again.
Well, he'll just move the rock and fucking jump out like a mummy again.
He hatches.
What's up, brothers?
Does he come down? Just like hover down?
Yeah, so...
No.
Effectively. So after...
if he shot out of the air.
After he died and after the resurrection, the Bible says that he ascended into heaven.
Right.
And is seated at the right hand of the Father. So they're like, God and Jesus sat in heaven.
Right.
They're all the time killed.
Bored.
Huh?
That's what I always think. Like, God is just sitting there, like...
playing solitaire.
Fucking bored out of his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. fine. I don't really know how to reply to that.
That's what I always imagined when I was younger. Always imagined it.
Just sat playing Angry Birds.
And I also remember when my mom and dad said, anytime you lie or hit someone, baby Jesus get hurt as well. So it's just him on the cross, just like, just taking those hits that I took to someone else. Or like, I swear, and he just gets like poked with a fucking metal prod. Always imagined that.
Anyway, so
cool.
The Bible says that he will return again in his glory to judge the living and the dead.
It's a bit judgmental, isn't it?
The death hey. Can't save you.
There's
your gravity now.
I'm still going to call you a c***.
He brings you back for like...
Alright, go on, let's stop derailing this guy.
Sorry.
So, which is where we get the term Judgment Day.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so... But he doesn't just... It's not like a judgment of your sins. It's the judgment... It's like overview of your whole life, effectively. But obviously, he hasn't done it yet, so we don't really know what he's going to do.
How do people know that he's going to come? Oh, it says in the Bible.
This is what it says in the Bible. But this is where this is where some Christians get their theology of rapture from.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible then says that he will take all Christians up to heaven with him again. And so that's where people get the idea of rapture, because that is what rapture is, that people suddenly just disappear and float up into heaven.
Hmm.
That also comes from a scripture which talks about, is the parable of the wheat and the tares. Which is, I'll find it. I should have had it ready, really.
You just presume we'd know it?
No.
Beadle and the Bard.
That's what it made me think of.
No, I knew you wouldn't know it. I should have had it ready. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, this is Matthew 13, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced the crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servants said to him, Do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the end of the harvest I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in the bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So that's where people get this idea that people are going to get kind of taken up.
Right, okay.
But if I'm honest, that is a load of bollocks.
It seemed a bit tenuous.
Yeah.
To be like, oh yeah, and that's what you're
going to do. Rapture is not something that is widely accepted by theologians at all.
Oh, really?
No. It's kind of, it's one of those things that lots of people like to think is true, and it kind of gives them that kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? But it depends on people's theology, but quite a few people would say that they believe that you're saved by your works, your good deeds.
Right.
So the idea of the rapture is like a reward for your good deeds. Enough, if you've been good, chosen. You'll get raptured.
To me, the rapture always felt like a more American thing.
Yeah, it is.
Because I always see it in American films and stuff, but I never see anyone else in England talking about it.
Yeah, specifically the word rapture, I associate with like American type.
Saw the rapture live, it was wicked.
I was going to say, has anyone seen the rapture live?
They're so good, such an underrated band.
Yeah, they were good. Recommendation of the week, The Rapture.
Outro music this week.
Jealous lovers.
Oh, I was going to suggest REM, End of the World.
There's a lot of good, I was already thinking End Times by Eels as well.
Oh, right.
There's a lot to choose from.
But in Christian eschatology, the rapture refers to a purported end time event when all Christian believers, living and resurrected dead, will rise into the sky and join Christ for eternity. Some Christians believe this event is predicted and described using the Greek word harpazo or rapio in Latin, meaning to snatch away or seize. The term rapture has come especially to distinguish this event from the event of the second coming of Jesus Christ, as some think is predicted elsewhere in the Bible. So this is why people will say, like, so we'll come onto the false messiahs, the people that say they're Jesus already, and say, well, because a lot of people say, well, if Jesus has already returned, wouldn't the rapture have happened?
And yeah, that's what I thought. When I hear about the rapture, I imagine Jesus coming along, he's got a big robe, he's just walking around barefoot around the streets, and then while he's just walking around, people are just getting sucked up in the sky and shit.
But what's the point of life if you could just go up in the sky anyway? Like, why are they making us suffer now? Why can't they just check us out now? Like, as soon as Donald Trump got elected, just be like, bang, let's end it because it's fucking...
When you get sucked up, do you go to heaven?
Yeah.
That's, is it like so when they're just like, okay, world's had it now, the world's going to die, and anyone who's worth carrying on their life beyond this is coming up with us. Everyone else can stay down here and die with the world.
It's just going to be well packed out there, isn't it?
It's going to be well packed. I'll be more busy down there.
There's going to be queues everywhere for like toilets. It's going to be a fucking nightmare. I don't know what the
toilets.
Yeah. Well, it depends who's up there, isn't it? If it's like Jagger and that lot. Queuing up and they were snorting coke off the
stools. We're getting the baggies out of their shoes. In the
toilet. Don't tell God.
Don't tell God.
Oh, what were we
he's
saying?
Not even dead yet.
I know. After the rapture, yeah, it'd be, is what I'm saying.
Nah, he'd still be alive. Him and Keith Richards would be the last the end of motherfuckers the alive. Yeah,
he'd be playing.
Okay, so I don't believe the rapture is something that makes biblical sense.
Right. Okay. So you're not on board with that.
I'm not on board the rapture.
Do you think it's a bit too like pick and choosy? It's a bit too judgmental.
Yeah. The
because I thought the whole thing about religion, like Christianity belief, is like they don't judge people. And then that's like literally just like he's going to come down and judge everyone.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's Judgment Day.
Yeah, this isn't the fucking...
It's Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Well, the rapture... I mean, the rapture doesn't rough. Work because of...
I told you I'd be back.
No, I mean, to me, rapture doesn't make any sense because the Bible says that everyone will have an opportunity to make up their mind about Jesus. So
right.
The rapture theology tells me that this can happen just like any minute, any time, and God can come and pick all the good people and leave the evil people to
separate the wheat from the chaff.
It already happened.
Yeah,
we got fucking. Left
yeah, I think we're the stragglers.
So that's where the
there were so few good people we didn't notice they left.
Where do all the good people go?
It was like when Robin Williams died.
Robbie Williams.
No, he's still here.
Philip Seymour
Duncan. Bad Williams.
Did you guys know about the Left Behind movie?
It was 2017. That was the rapture. All the decent people disappeared and went off.
Yeah,
Bradley. And us shitholes are down here.
So, what do you guys feel about Rapture? How do you feel about it?
Probably not happening.
Probably not going to happen.
It's in what else is it? It appears in lots of stuff. They always make there's lots of like Rapture jokes in The Simpsons and stuff.
Ah! It's the Rapture! Quick, get Bart out of the house before God comes.
It could happen, I just don't know why.
What about This Is the End? That's all about the Rapture.
Yeah, that's really good. That's a really good movie.
That's probably one of the only decent like comedy movies, I think, in that sort of the last few years.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone in it's playing themselves, and right. Everyone's having like a house party at James Franco's house, and then the Rapture happens.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of that. Yeah.
Danny McBride is like...
Yeah. Is it actually any good?
It's pretty funny, man.
Is it?
It is really funny.
Okay, recommendation of the week, This Is the End.
Yeah.
Starring James Franco.
Yeah, it's got Danny McBride.
Seth Rogen,
Emma Watson's in it. Yeah, there's a lot of like weird cameos.
Rihanna's in it.
Yeah. Because it's just like an excuse for everyone to play themselves, isn't it? Yeah,
Jonah Hill, Michael Cera. He's fucking hilarious.
Jonah Hill's really funny, isn't it?
Yeah, he's really funny as well.
So, Rapture... That's pretty much all there is to say about Rapture. It's going to happen. This is wait a minute. Why do you never let me get to the end of my sentence?
You say it so defiantly and then pause.
It's going to happen.
So that's going to happen anyway.
So it's going to happen after the return of Jesus. So Jesus returns. They have the Rapture, and then for whatever reason, there's 1,000 years. Of Jesus on earth dealing with all of
everyone
evil.
Left behind.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
One by one, like.
One by one, like. Converting.
Bob's putting his middle finger up at.
You're a Everyone left. It'll take him 1,000 years.
Nah. like I say, it's not a theology.
A theological idea that
it's not something that many people subscribe to.
Okay.
When Jesus does come back, will we all know about it simultaneously?
Yes.
Like, because it will just be like different.
Thing is, no one believe it. It'd be like fake news, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, pretty much. You could just say it.
Even if he fucking came down surfing on a bolt of lightning with a unicorn sawn up his anus.
Yeah.
People still would be like, nah, fake. Photoshopped or something stupid like that. This world is just they don't want it. They just want.
You probably find out Jesus has like a tax haven in Isle of Man.
Paradise Papers. Is that what it's called? Paradise Papers.
Is
this from heaven? To answer your question, in 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament, it says it kind of gives a vision of how Jesus will return.
Right.
So it says, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God.
Oh, the trumpet call.
Yeah. So that's why people are like, when he comes back, you'll know about it, because it'll be for everyone in the world to see. So it's not going to be some kind of like subtle, that he just turns up in a bar in Grimsby and just sits there like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, I forgot about the trumpets. I have heard about that bit before.
Yeah.
What do they sound like?
A trumpet, I guess, like...
But who do you reckon he'd go to first?
That's a good trumpet, isn't it? Sorry?
Who would he go to first? What would be his first port of call?
But this is why I wonder, is it just going to be a case of, will he just like appear over the sky in Israel and then everyone on their phones will be like, oh, look at that. Because that's maybe how the world will see simultaneously now, because we can see something happening.
Oh, he's been waiting for a time when we're so connected that he could just appear and everyone will know.
Like, boom.
It's coming soon.
I'm back.
Yeah. Stick that on your Twitter. Number 2 trending, mate.
That's why the characters got more.
Number 2 trending.
Taylor Swift's got a new song out.
Have you heard about Shaking Your Reebok? That's number 1.
It's the 10-year anniversary of Reebok.
Oh, my life. That was just terrible.
Awful. That's the real answer.
The listeners for America need to hear this.
I just put a little clip of Reebok now. The R-U-E-E-B-O-X. Up your jacks and you split your gecks. Sing a song of Semtex. Pocket full of Durex. Body full of Mantrax. Are we gonna have sex? Yes. We away your knees up. Back to the Reebok. Got this double fantasy.
star. I've got one design, that's to follow me to the top. No, it's on my mind, it's only one thing you will find. I got one design, and that's to bump me till you drop. Roofbox, to the roofbox, cause you so nasty.
So anyway, all right, it's terrible.
Yeah, after that, let's get back onto the end times.
So it's kind of, it will be obvious, it will be something that's loud and everyone will notice it. It's not going to be something that's loud and proud.
It's going to be anything loud. It's loud, proud trumpet. Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about unicorns, but, you know.
Is that where he was born, Israel?
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Which is Jerusalem.
It's like near Jerusalem. It's in...
Bethlehem still exists, like the actual place. Like
yeah, you can like go to
Bethlehem. Called Bethlehem.
People do like big pilgrimages to it.
Yeah, so Rachel's parents in a few weeks are doing a cruise, and one of their cruises around is called they go into the Holy Land.
Yeah.
So they're going to go to Jerusalem, and you can go to Bethlehem.
Oh, shit.
Before it got really, what was it called when Carl Pilkington, he did that series where Ricky and Steve would make him, he did the Seven Wonders of the World.
Idiot Abroad.
When he went
Warwick?
No.
Series 3. Yeah.
Basically before they milked
Series
Cole,
1
Cole
was
Pilkington.
Seven Wonders of the World. It was like
and then he did season
series
2
was bucket list and series 3 was
yeah.
Warwick.
So part of his bucket list was to swim in the Dead Sea.
Right.
Which you can't really swim because it's so
float,
thick of
you?
Salt you float it picks you up. So yeah, you can go to Bethlehem still. I mean, there'll probably be like a church where he was born and it'll be all gimmicky and there'll probably be like a gift shop. But I'll ask Rachel's parents to bring us back a Jesus postcard or something.
Jesus wept.
Yeah. But you can do that.
You get a fridge magnet for your
collection.
That'd
be a good idea for Jesus tissues. Jesus wept.
Yeah. Well, Jesus
that would be so good.
A little pack of tissues. Jesus says, I like them.
So what do you guys want to do? Do you want to look at some of the... we can either quickly look at some of the like predicted dates.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to know when it's coming.
Yeah, because I can plan.
I mean, I have only had time today to look on Wikipedia.
That's all right. That's all we normally do on our episodes.
There are so many dating back to the year 66.
66.
So 66.
Oh, when he said 66, I thought he meant 1966.
Oh, 1966. Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's when the fucking football match happened.
66. Yeah.
BC.
No, it's
AD.
Oh, so, 66.
Yeah.
So was there one AD?
Yeah.
What,
the year
what happened in one?
Jesus had his first birthday.
Oh, shit.
It's like passive regime.
I thought it was
revelation
after death.
To him.
No, that's the comic book
death,
series. No,
before yeah. Christ.
After Death is the comic book series.
Oh, Anno Domini is just...
It's before Christ.
Before Christ, and then everything yeah. after that is...
It's AD, yeah.
Anno Domini, which means after
So
death.
When did he die? In his 30, 40th?
Well, I don't think they go by a precise date.
He was like
30...
30 to 33 when he did all
he
his amazing
shy
shit.
His age, so
where he did all his awesome stuff.
Couldn't date it.
Do they actually know when he lived till?
Sorry?
Do they know when he lived till?
Yeah.
How old he was when he died?
They tend to date it between something like AD 30 and AD 60, something like that.
He could have been in his 50s when he died.
That's going by that he was actually born on year zero.
Which he was.
Which, well...
Yeah, because doesn't it follow his birth? Like,
yeah.
There's no proper record keeping then, is there? It's a bit sketchy.
Yeah. It's not quite as they couldn't just go on like ancestry.com and find out all the documents. But they go right back.
He could have been like 30, didn't he? Yes, he might have been 15.
So for example,
they didn't call it 30 AD then. It wasn't like they started I'm 30, obviously I'm it's 30 AD. Stand out to me, isn't it?
What was it then?
So in 66, between 66 and year 70 AD, Simon Bar Giora, who was a Jewish Essene sect of ascetics, saw the Jewish revolt against the Romans in 66 to 70 in Judea as the final end time battle which would bring about the arrival of the Messiah.
Is this why everything always happens on 66?
No,
like
that's
Battle
just...
Hastings and England on the card.
Well, I don't know. 66,
yeah.
Well, and it's all building
that
up
only applies to England.
It's all building up to... that's already been, as I say, it's all building up to 66.
In 1520...
What happened on the year 666? Sound terrible.
don't know. I don't think I've got it. I don't think I've got anything here saying, saying what that was.
Number of the Beast.
But in 1524, February the 1st, a group of astrologers in London predicted the world would end by a flood starting in London based on calculations made the previous June. 20,000 Londoners left their homes and headed for higher ground in anticipation.
Where did they go?
Higher ground, so Big Ben. 20,000 people on
when
top.
When you said Big Ben originally, this shows my brain's not with it tonight. I was thinking of Power Big of Ben Nevis. No, we're not Ben Nevis.
Ben Nevis.
Big Ben Nevis. Big Ben Nevis. That was like someone you went to school with. It was a right horrible.
If you go through this list on Wikipedia, it's just full of astrologers and mathematicians. What I like here is in 1624, 100 years later, the same astrologers or the group of astrologers, predicted the deluge of February the 1st, 1524, recalculated the date to this day. After their first prophecy failed. Well, that one
that's what always happens, though. People say, oh, the world's gone in there. And when it doesn't happen, those same people are like, no, oh, actually, we just looked, we got it wrong. It's actually next week.
So ridiculous.
This goes on and on and on. I'm going to try and pick out a few fairly interesting ones, or a few that are kind of...
A few choice cuts.
Yeah, just ones that are a bit kind of closer to us, really. I'm scrolling right down to when we've actually... being alive, but we've got Nostradamus on here as well. In 1999, a quatrain by Nostradamus which stated the king of terror would come from the sky in 99 and 7 months was frequently predicted as doomsday, July 1999. So that was a load
another,
of bollocks.
Another lie. Add it to the list.
Millennium bug 2000.
Yeah, no, that is true.
Oh wow.
So. January the 1st, 2000 was apparently going to be... so there was widespread predictions of a Y2K computer bug.
I actually remember that. Everyone was shitting themselves. Like, what are you going to do? People would be like, what are you going to do if the world ends at midnight?
Yeah. But wasn't it like... Because there was the Simpsons episode, wasn't there? Where the ball drops and it goes from like 99 back to like...
Oh, yeah. 1960 like
something and everyone goes, Happy New... Huh? And then it goes to like McDonald's and it kind of like all the numbers revert back and planes fall out of the sky.
Hey, Homer, weren't you the plants Y2K compliance officer?
Absolutely.
Must have been hard debugging all those computers, huh, Homer?
Doing what now?
You did fix them, right, Dad? Because even a single faulty unit could corrupt every other computer in the world.
That can't be true, honey. If it were, I'd be terrified.
8, 7, 6. We want to thank Dixie Brand Mayonnaise. Whoa, Lordy, what a mayonnaise.
3, 2.
That's Homer Simpson's computer.
Oh, God, it's spreading.
Happy New!
What? Oh, no, it's happening.
How ridiculous does that seem now to think
it's
that
such
that was...
a stupid idea. Everyone thought it was... Everyone thought that made sense. Like, all the computers' clocks are going to go to 000 and then the computers are going to get confused and it's going to end the world.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like we're so much cleverer now. Like, if someone said that now, we'd be like, fuck off.
I don't know, we voted Trump in.
Oh, we did. We voted Brexit, mate.
Yeah, we voted Brexit. Not much fucking better. Trump only fucks them for 4 years. We're fucked for the rest of our lives now.
Yeah, he only slightly trumps it.
But 2000 is quite a biggie. The year 2000 was quite a big deal. So Isaac Newton predicted that Christ's the millennium. So
thinking of Robbie again.
Oh. So the Bible talks about
a stupid song.
Christ reigning for 1,000 years. And Isaac Newton predicted this would happen in 2000 in his book Observations Upon the Prophecies of Daniel and the Apocalypse of St. John. So go check that out. If
Newton was well into the occult, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try and get right down to it. So we've had some big ones since 2011.
big, false guesses.
Yeah. big.
Some big lies.
Go to crap. Guesses that don't mean fuck all.
But we can go right down to August 23rd, 2013. Our good friend Grigory Rasputin prophesied a storm would take place on this day where fire would destroy most life on land and Jesus Christ would come back to earth to comfort those in distress.
Least he could do.
And let's find one more. Where's the John Hagee? So this guy John Hagee is a pastor in the States who's quite a big following. His so-called Blood Moon prophecy, first predicted
Blood Moon, we talked about that,
by Mark Blitz in 2008, and then by John Hagee in 2014. These Christian ministers claim that the Tetrad in 2014 and 15 may allegedly represent prophecies given in the Bible relating to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Future dates, 2020.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Someone,
it's coming.
Gene Dixon, the American psychic, claimed that Armageddon would take place in 2020.
Is that our newest
Jesus one? Will return to defeat the unholy trinity of the Antichrist.
Oh, Theresa May, Donald Trump, and Putin.
If we get...
Kim Jong-un has been on that list.
He'll be dead by then.
If we get this far,
he's been dethroned.
If that doesn't happen, F. Kenton Beshaw, an American pastor, bases his prediction on the prior suggestion that Jesus would return in 1988.
That's when I was born.
Beshaw argues that the prediction was correct, but that the definition of biblical generation was incorrect and was actually 70 to 80 years rather than 40 years, placing the second coming of Jesus between 2018 and 2028 and the rapture by 2021. This goes on and on.
So the world's actually going to end in 2020.
But according to Gene Dixon, that's the next one.
Right.
It reminds me.
The last one was September 23rd, just gone. This guy David Mead claimed that Nibiru would collide with Earth and Armageddon would take place during this date.
Didn't happen
there.
No.
It reminds me of that Lemmy sketch where it's the clock and he's pointing at it for the change. I have the. It's just pretty much everyone's just like.
Yeah, if you say enough, if you get it, it's going to end.
Yeah, then your world's going to end eventually. You're going to die
because everyone's going to die.
Yeah, exactly. But
the
told you.
The year 5000.
You get to say told you so as everyone dies.
I jump.
But the one thing I don't understand, and the one thing that always puzzles me about these predictions, is this one verse in Mark 13:32 that says, so this is talking about the second coming of Christ, which is where all these predictions come, that Jesus returns and then the end of the world starts. So these predictions are based on some maths that they do or whatever. But in Mark 13, it says, but concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So not only...
It's a difficult second album. He hasn't written it yet. So he's working on it.
So only God is the only one who knows. So why we're trying to predict it, and why people even get so cocky as to say that it's going to happen on this date.
The fucking sticky.
I've lost my mojo.
When's apocalypse?
Crikey.
So it's quite baffling, if I'm honest, why someone will continue to try and predict it and say that it's going to happen on a particular date, and that's kind of arrogant to say that.
Everyone
that's
just
what
wants to be the one who guesses it.
Yeah. But what a bummer if you actually guess it and you get it right. We're not going to the end. Yeah. Oh,
so
great!
The prize is you get to say "I told you so" as you all die.
Yeah, as everyone dies. Yeah. Those are some of the. There's loads of them, and if you want to look
at
it,
all bollocks.
Go on to it, but they're obviously none of them have come true. Apart from the ones at the end guesses. Where they go on to the future dates.
You can
who
say
knows?
Anything like anything that hasn't happened. You can be there's loads of wrong guesses about the fact that it was going to happen.
So we're going to have a look at some of the signs of the end times. So I've just taken some biblical quotes.
Okay.
And I want you guys to just weigh in and sort of see what you think. Most of these are scriptures that people will take and say, well, this is the world's ending because this is all true. And we're seeing loads of this happen. If that's a sign, we're seeing it all over the place. So 2 Timothy says, but understand this, that in the last days... there will come times of difficulty. Vague. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy.
I'm not disobedient. I just rag on.
You're horrible.
I do what they say, I just don't like it.
No. Disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people.
2017.
2017, the year of 2 Timothy. It's kind of vague though, isn't it? I mean, and it doesn't, although it kind of goes into an awful lot of things that people will be, you could argue that that's been around.
That's kind of broad. Since day dot. And pretty much everyone has that trait, or one of them traits, or the propensity to show them traits.
Yeah, everyone's got it within
them. No one's amazing all the time.
No.
So everyone's going to do at least one of the things he listed.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's a blank check.
Which
depends
mean?
What life experiences they have.
What?
Well, like, it depends. If
I'm not disagreeing with you, I don't think, because I just don't know what you mean.
If life took a turn and I started getting marginalised every day and had a shit life, I'd turn into an arsehole. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm
probably,
people aren't arseholes.
People become arseholes because of circumstances that happen.
I think so.
Do you actually think that, though? Do you not think some people are just dicks?
You can, for me,
nature versus nurture, innit?
I've always seen that there's an underlying reason or something abnormal about their upbringing or something like that that would make them.
I'd like to think that's true. I feel like I meet some people and I'm just like, why are you like this?
Rachel,
they've got no reason to. And there you have like good parents and stuff. They're just an absolute dick.
But then that could be, on the macro level, something to do with their brain. Like, that they were born with a deficiency in something.
But you can...
Yeah, but that's like
psychopaths. But again, that's a reason, isn't it?
That's them being a dick. That's a reason. A dick then. Their brain made them a dick.
Now, obviously, you guys know that...
Them, like, you're pointing towards their consciousness. And I'd say all consciousness is pure. It's just...
Mm. Obviously, Rachel's a teacher, and she would say that when it comes to behaviour in her lessons, if she looks into those behaviours, there's always a reason why people are behaving the way they are.
That's interesting.
Rachel's uncle is a policeman, and he says that... So he, and I think he's probably been a policeman.
Is he the one who had to dig through that Johnny bin?
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Darren. he says the same thing. He says that he's had all manners of things to deal with, everything you could possibly imagine, even getting Johnny's out of a bin in a brothel. Like, he's gone through everything. And he says the same thing. He said, when you get across any kind of criminal, it's for a reason. Now, that reason might be kind of petty, like, dad wasn't around at home, or just bad crowd at school or something. But he says that, in his opinion, there's no one who is just evil just because they're evil.
But like, what's the difference between someone who can, like, have something bad happen to them and just still be a nice person and someone who lets that be make them into a dick?
The difference is mental strength.
I think it's your resilience, but I think it's also your openness to help and support.
Yeah. You know, Stephen King, when he was a kid, his dad did the classic, said, I'm going to go out for a pack of fags, and never came back.
And didn't come back?
Yeah. And just never told any of the family. No one just went.
Oh, I think it just depends how you cope.
And that's
it?
Such a weird cliche, isn't it?
Fight or flight, really, isn't it?
Can you imagine that, though? Like, I'm just popping out, okay, cool, and then you never saw that person again, never knew what happened to you.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
That's
isn't
a lot
it?
To take on.
It's a very common thing in America, isn't
it?
But you do, you meet people who they tell you what they've gone through in life, and you're like, how are you still like sane? That sounds terrible. They just had awful, awful lives for whatever reason. And you meet some people who just cannot cope with, in my opinion, just like the slightest little thing.
I'd say the grey area is psychopaths. They're the only grey area. But yeah. Psychopaths are like psychologically wired to be manipulative, lack empathy, and all the rest of it. That's not through circumstance. A psychopath can be
just
a psychopath.
Just like anomalies, aren't they?
Yeah, anomalies, yeah.
Okay, Matthew 24. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
That's just the world. That's war and, there's earthquakes sometimes.
Yeah, there's been wars around forever.
Gone. When has there not been a war?
And famine.
Famine's around forever as well.
Luke 21. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famine and pestilences. There will be great terrors. It doesn't say anything about terrors. Just says loads about war. Matthew 24:6 says about war and rumours of wars.
Isn't it crazy that they were like back then? They were like, imagine it, the world's at war all the time. It's the end of the world. Everyone's fighting each other all the time. Imagine it.
It's just now.
Yeah. Imagine, I'm fucking living it, mate.
Yeah. Do you think the apocalypse happened and we're just living through it and God's just like, yeah, I fucking destroyed the planet. I don't know what's going on. They're just living
them,
there.
I told them what it was. I said wars everywhere. I said wars, famine. Like, I explained and they still didn't notice.
We're just like stiff upper lip, like, oh, fuck it, we'll live through it.
Looking forward to the new Star Wars.
Finding something,
yeah,
something to cling on to.
I just think of something good that's happening. Oh, Red Dead 2 is coming out next year, that'd be good. Yeah, it's just something to cling on to.
It really is. To be fair, that does look really good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We'll do it.
There you go.
Lots of verses talk about lawlessness increasing, and people stop loving each other and stop being like friendly towards each other. So you can see why people read this kind of stuff and just pick a date, because they can see that happening around them all the time. There's talk of great tribulation, and you could attribute that to anything.
This is just the stuff that happens every day. They just looked around and was like, what are the conditions right now? Wars, all that.
Told you it was coming.
You know,
look around you.
Monday's shit. Friday's good. Sunday's a bit
depressing. Hey, Monday's t-shirt. So I'm gonna get on to the last segment of the episode. We can talk more about this, and I had some other stuff planned, but I want to get on to this this final segment.
Okay.
Which focuses on Matthew 24 verse 5, which says, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples and people around him. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. We're gonna turn our attention now to who's Tis? Is this your hat?
It's mine.
Yours.
Is that yours?
Mine, yeah.
Can I borrow?
You can use it if you want.
We're going to use it as like a, so it's an element of Coin in the Pudding, but it's not Coin in the Pudding. I've actually given it a name.
He's just changed the name. It's not Coin in the Pudding. Coin in the Pudding. I've given it a name.
Didn't change the mechanic.
Is it called Riddle Rubs then?
It's not Riddle Rubs.
Is it Coin or Rubs?
No, it's fine.
Coin in the Rubs.
Got a little map.
Fine.
Rubs in the Pudding.
Right. Okay. So we're going to take part in an exercise called
Happy Maps.
It's not our funk, is it?
No. It's called Jesus See Where Jesus Went.
More okay.
All right, as in Jesus See Jesus Christ. You see how good that is?
Yeah.
Jesus See Where Jesus Went. Right. So we've got a little map, okay, and we've got a little picture of Jesus.
Right. Okay.
All right, and I want you to take a coin out of the pudding.
There we go. Didn't take long, did it?
Jesus in the pudding.
In the pudding.
He's taking a woolen hat.
In the pudding tonight.
There we go. Pick one out and say the name of the person. So in here are 8 Christs.
Right.
8 different people around the world who genuinely believe, they claim to be Jesus, behave like Jesus, do everything like Jesus did.
Is one of them David Icke?
Sorry?
Is one of them David Icke?
No.
Do you know what? All of them have something in common.
They're definitely Jesus.
With Jesus. They've got something in common with the Holy One.
Go on. What?
He claimed to be Jesus too.
Good.
Brilliant. Okay, great.
True though.
But I realised kind of, since we don't have a table, this isn't really going to work very well. But we'll try and make it work. So
one of them, Barry from EastEnders.
You can put it on here.
If there is, oh yeah, that works. Yeah,
and that's sort of, we can sort of see that.
So if when you pick out a name,
yeah,
if it has a little smiley face to it, let me know, Bobby.
Let me know.
You've won.
Oh, okay, I'll go first.
Pick a Christ out of the hat.
Right. Okay.
Christ.
I've got two.
Oh, okay.
Christ on a bike.
No, it is one. I just fell away.
All right.
Right. Okay. Is it in Christo?
Oh, earring Christo.
Oh, earring. Oh, yeah, earring. I didn't see the dot.
No, that's earring fine.
Earring Christo.
So earring Christo. He is a Brazilian man.
So we're gonna put our little Jesus on Brazil over here. Okay.
He's a Brazilian educator who claims to be Jesus Christ reincarnated.
Right.
So he's well known for his many appearances in the media. As well as other countries, but obviously not in England, because I don't know who he is. And he kind of just claims that he claims to be Jesus, saying he had like a powerful voice in his childhood.
Right.
That was telling him that he was someone who was important, that he was a prophet. At the age of 21, he became like a self-professed prophet and just started using astrology to predict things and predict events. So he's like a modern-day Nostradamus.
Did he get anything right?
Not that I can see.
Oh. Fucking shit then, isn't he?
It's like a football team that wins no matches. Not any good. Nah, shit. Just one guy saying he's a football team.
So in 1979, obeying the same powerful voice that he heard in his childhood, he went to Santiago in Chile. Apparently he heard like a rasping voice saying, "I am your father," and that was God.
Someone's watching Star Wars in the room next door.
No, I am your father.
But from what I can see, he doesn't actually like back this up with anything. So there's no like miracles.
So he just goes around saying, "I'm Jesus," and they're like, "Prove it." He's like, "Well, this is going to happen." It doesn't happen. And he's like, "Yeah, but this one's going to happen."
So he's got reincarnated,
and that's it. Doesn't and he's well known for that.
Yeah,
he's from Brazil.
Imre Cristo. Yeah, he's from Brazil. Yeah, he was born in Santa Catarina.
Do we say real or rubs on this? If we think they're real or rubs.
Well, if you want to,
I'm guessing a lot of rubs.
They're all going to be rubs, aren't
they? I just want to give this guy rubs because it's not impressive in any way.
Well, we can do a rating system if you want.
I would love an episode of Jeremy Vine where it's like, "Whatever gets him to Jesus." Sleep. The subject is "I'm Jesus."
Whatever gets him to sleep at night, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm giving this guy like a 1. He isn't that impressive.
So we're giving it. Are we going to give him a Christ rating of 1?
Yeah.
How are we rating this? What, 1 out of 10?
I don't know.
Yeah, we just make it out of 10.
So this is pretty weak, isn't it? Because he's not following it up or anything.
Hogan Futanaga.
Okay.
I'm the real Hulk Hogan. Hogan Futanaga.
Oh, by the way, while I'm looking for this guy.
Yeah.
Our good friend Jim Jones is also one of these guys.
Jim Jones.
Isn't he? Because he claimed to be Jesus at one point.
Oh, yeah.
He did. And he backtracked. He wasn't. Oh, no, I made a mistake. I'm not.
Oh, yeah, Jim Jones. He's a nutter, isn't he?
The Reverend Jim Jones.
So, Hogan Fukunaga is a Japanese fella.
Oh,
so
I knew it was going to be Japan.
He was the founder of something called the foot reading cult.
Okay.
He claims that he claims
cult leader.
That he could make a diagnosis by examining people's feet.
Okay.
He founded the group in 1987.
Diagnosis of what? Like
after an alleged spiritual event where he claimed to have realised he was the reincarnation of Jesus and Buddha.
That's like
well over. That's too much. Jesus, people are like, "Oh, okay." And Buddha. Don't know.
I'm out.
Don't know about that.
What?
But at one sense? Point...
We don't have the same ideals.
Okay, I hadn't read this before this afternoon. So at one point, so the foot reading cult is called the Honohana Sapiogo. At one point, it's made up of 30,000 people. However, Fukunaga charged $900 for the foot readings, and suspicion arose that he used the money to benefit himself.
Well,
he's accused of swindling money from housewives, and he had to pay over $1 million in damages. He started preaching, so he's kind of...
Who believes these guys? They must be desperate.
So instead of palm reading, he's gone to, like, reading your feet.
He's like one of them fish.
I'm just going to put it out there, just based on all the other cult leaders we've heard of, probably got a foot fetish.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's...
Why would he read the people's feet?
And it's all women.
He enjoyed touching
it's all women, you said.
All housewives.
They're not. I don't think they're all women. No, he just went to
the pleasure as
housewives.
Well. Fuck
yeah. Imagine something you're really into and like...
Getting paid.
All right, I'll do it for 900 quid a pop.
Only if you give me 900 quid. That's ridiculous.
But he also coupled it with like a business plan, like a pyramid. Like basically, you tell three people, they tell three people.
Just like Buddha.
You tell me, yeah. Fucking hell. This is exactly the opposite of what Jesus and Buddha were about, isn't it?
Fukunaga would wear $5,000 suits and custom-made Italian shoes.
Just like Jesus. Buddha, yeah.
His wife, according to senior cult members, regularly spent $6,000 to $7,000 a month on shopping. Fukunaga reportedly obtained 60 billion yen from more than 10,000 people over the past 13 years. This guy doesn't sound anything like Jesus to
me. No, I want to rate this guy. I know I gave the other guy a 1, but can we go lower?
This guy's like minus 1.
Minus
11.
Yeah.
He would use his money apparently to try and gain reputation with Pope John Paul II, President Clinton, Mother Teresa, Margaret Thatcher.
What?
What a wally.
What? There's nothing Jesus about him. He reads people's feet for a shitload of money and he just spends it. Like, what is that Jesus about? You can't just say, oh,
well, Jesus washed people's feet, didn't he? He washed the disciples' feet.
Oh, right. So that's the link.
So maybe he was like, maybe he read that and misinterpreted it massively. Oh, yeah.
I bet he charged 900 shillings for that.
Shilling.
Jesus was around ages ago, right? With shillings, wasn't it?
Penny farthings.
That's a bike.
Yeah, he had the other 50 p's, didn't he?
Penny farthings, a bike. Yeah. Is that where the expression Christ on the bike comes from? Penny farthings.
Christ on a penny farthing. Christ on a bike.
Anyway, I've got Alan Miller, and it's a
Alan
smile.
Miller.
It's a smiley face.
Alan Miller.
You're saying this like it's happening.
This is a doozy. This guy is kind of, he's probably one of the most famous ones.
Right, I don't know.
Jesus is probably the most
he's
famous.
He's so famous. He's been interviewed on This Morning by Eamon Holmes.
Oh, wow. Pinnacle.
And that's the most famous one.
Oh, his girlfriend Holmes. Claims to be Mary Magdalene as well. So
he's not even more famous than Eamon Holmes. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, if Eamon Holmes is the most famous one, then I feel like, fucking hell. Shit.
Jesus would not be interviewed by Eamon Holmes when he came back.
Okay.
That's like John Bishop.
So this is him. This is Alan Miller.
Jesus, my Lord, what do I call AJ?
Definitely not my Lord. I'm nobody's Lord. Just call me AJ, or my name is Jesus, obviously, but most people don't feel comfortable calling me Jesus, so I'm happy with AJ.
Do you call him Jesus, Mary?
On occasion I do, yeah.
How does it feel, though, Jesus talking to us today and everybody watching at home and knowing that 99.9% of that audience are mocking you, or laughing at you, or saying, this man is bonkers and she must be as bad as him?
Well, you know, I've experienced that kind of treatment most of my life in the first century, as well as the life now. We also receive that kind of treatment. So
Jesus would not be
we're
like
fairly
this.
Used to that kind of treatment. I think when the majority of people actually hear or listen to what we say,
this guy's a
fucking
narcissist.
They have a much deeper interest in what's going on, and often they
is the second coming more difficult.
Not even
sensitive
in the slightest.
No,
I mean, no one's going to kill you this time around. I suppose from that
hopefully.
Point of view, it's better.
Certainly, there are a lot more opportunities in this coming than in the first coming. Obviously, in the first coming, we could only spend time sharing with people through the word of mouth. Whereas in this coming, we've got things like, you know, technology to share the truth with people, which is something that we do quite a lot of nowadays.
Through what? Through Facebook and Twitter and social media? Or
no, we only do it through YouTube or through our own website. So we only share those things, and it's all for free. Nobody has to pay
from
anything to
revenue.
Listen to the YouTube
the
channel or to get anything from the website.
The
it's
almost
just
thousands
of
hours
of material.
Because there has been that accusation, hasn't there, is that people pay and you have DVDs and cassettes to listen to and books.
It's a big cult.
So that, yeah, people are saying, oh, you're just creating a cult and you're exploiting people.
Yeah, that's what they say. The reality is that we do everything
that's
for free.
Pretty much what they think.
We receive donations from people, obviously, because that's the only way we live. We don't have any other form of income. But usually we receive donations from people that are happy with what they're hearing or find that it's changing their life in some way, and so they donate.
And we just want you to listen
to
what
so
the
far
Jesus
removed from
are
what
saying
I imagine
today.
Jesus to be like.
And if it affects you one way or the other, you're just going to be completely dismissive from this from the outset.
You're a clown, Alan.
You're a clown, Alan.
His name's Alan.
You're a fucking clown, Alan.
Am I getting a second coming?
I love that bit of the film where it's just like that.
Awesome.
So that guy was a fucking clown.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot. I never started on a one, and I was like minus one. This guy's like minus five. It's just like the narcissism and lying. At least the other guy was just like, oh, I'm lying to get some money.
Yeah.
This guy's just like, wants to be, people to just think he's Jesus.
Yeah, and his missus is just going along with it.
Yeah,
it's exactly. A bit much, isn't it?
She's either an
she's Mary Magdalene.
She's either an idiot, like so stupid she believes him, or she's as bad as him, like conniving.
David Koresh.
Well, I thought it was David Koresh. I don't know why.
I know that name.
David Koresh.
Why do I know that name?
Was an American leader of the branch Davidians, a religious sect, believing himself to be its final prophet. So he joined a cult near Texas, and the cult took the name Branch Davidians. So he basically claimed to have a gift of prophecy. It is speculated that he had sexual relationships with the prophetess and leader of the sect, who was then 65 years old. He eventually claimed that God 35. Had chosen him to father a child with her, who would be the chosen one.
How old was he when he shagged that granny?
It's just another person with a fetish.
Yeah, pretty much.
God, again, Koresh announced that God had instructed him to marry this other lady. It proved only temporary.
Really?
And he moved on to several other women. Otherwise,
older women. All in their 60s. Was this all old women? That's ridiculous.
It's just these blokes who have got weird fetishes and they're trying to use Jesus' name to fulfil them.
Pretty much, yeah.
And unfortunately, he had quite a few accusations of child abuse and rape.
Oh, he just wanted all age spectrums, didn't he?
Just wanted everything. Greedy bastard.
He's dead now, but until he was left the sect, he still thought he was Jesus. Does that sound like Jesus to you?
Yeah, but why would people believe him? Oh yeah, Jesus would want to come down and fuck a child, wouldn't he? I mean, what?
It's crazy. People will believe a lot of things.
So. What's he telling them? Yeah, this is what Jesus liked. I'm Jesus. What?
Didn't Charles Manson say it was Jesus as well?
He had a little
time where he sort of wobbled on it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like full on.
Some sort of second coming of some sort.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't... Yeah, I think he claimed he was... I don't think he said he was Jesus, but I think didn't he say he was...
compared himself to Jesus, yeah, yeah. I think. Like, I'm the new Jesus or something like that.
Yeah. So that's David Koresh.
Yeah, he's a fucking waste of space.
Didn't the Beatles say they were bigger than Jesus?
I think John Lennon said it, didn't he? And they got in the shit for it.
He said by the year 2000, Christianity would have died out.
Yeah, he was wacky. Okay, Oscar Ortega Hernandez. And it's got a smiley face.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
These guys are just wacky, aren't they?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Ortega Hernandez.
Mexico?
This is South America. I think it is Mexico. So we'll just take that across the border from Texas.
Just take that across the border.
Okay.
There's a new video that reveals some bizarre new details about the guy charged with trying to assassinate President Obama. Investigators say Oscar Ortega Hernandez fired 9 shots at the White House on Friday. Well, now we're learning more about what his motive might have been. Wendell Goller live at the White House for us now. Wendell.
John, the 21-year-old Ortega Hernandez told acquaintances that President Obama was the Antichrist, that he was planning to put GPS chips in children, and that he needed to be killed. Ortega Hernandez recorded a video to Oprah Winfrey that apparently was never sent. In it, he did not threaten the president, but he did claim to be Jesus Christ.
You see, Oprah, there is still so much more that God needs me to express to the world. It's not just a coincidence that I look like Jesus. I am the modern-day Jesus Christ that you all have been waiting for.
His mother says she doesn't believe the 21-year-old from Idaho Falls is mentally ill, though she says he might be confused and scared. Investigators say Ortega Hernandez fired a number of times at the White House. One slug broke a window on the Truman balcony. It was stopped by bulletproof glass on the inside. That window is in the middle of the first family's living quarters. Police say several shots bounced off the White House between the second and third floors. Of course, the president and first lady weren't here when the shots were fired Friday night, but their two daughters and Mrs. Obama's mother were believed to have been here, though neither the White House nor the Secret Service will confirm that. Nor will they say who found the slug that broke the window on the Truman balcony or whether anyone heard the bullets bouncing off the White House. Now, it's hard. One reason we asked is because, of course, there are Secret Service officers stationed on the grounds and on the roof, and it's hard to believe that they didn't hear this. But on Friday, police were saying that they weren't even sure that the shots that witnesses heard were aimed at the White House.
Imagine if Obama was in that night. And he just, it just seems like he fired like randomly at the White House.
Mm.
But imagine like that night, Obama was like, just walked out to the balcony, like, fancy having a fag. Stressful day. And one of them bullets hit him in the head. Imagine that's how, like, the president died.
Be mad.
Wouldn't it? Jesus killed the president.
We'd all be saying it's an assassination.
Yeah.
100%.
It's a bit scary, isn't it?
There's no wonder he looks like Jesus. Does he?
Yeah.
We don't know what Jesus,
looks like. So what are you talking about, man?
So,
and those images that show what Jesus probably did look like and nothing like him.
Yeah, exactly. Like that one I'm looking at.
He's like really wheezy looking. Jesus had like a broader face.
Yeah.
In what they imagine.
And again, it doesn't, even if Jesus is, the thing is, it says that Jesus will come to defeat the Antichrist.
Right.
So if he thinks he's Jesus and he thinks the Antichrist is... Right, okay.
Yeah, I think he was just mentally deranged.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He seems like his mum.
Which isn't as bad as some of the others, even though he tried to shoot the bloody president or whatever. I almost given him a pass because it seems like he's got a, like, actual screw loose. The other guys are just using lies to get something.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got three left.
Right.
Tiss, I'm going to give you this one. Is it you next, isn't it?
Yeah, Tiss next.
I don't know what it is, by the way, so it still counts as if you're picking it out blind.
Arifin Mohammed?
Arifin Mohammed, yeah.
Where's he from?
He is...
From Bethlehem, isn't it? Jesus.
Malaysia. So, again, he was another cult leader and founder of... let me just say this right.
Karajan Lajit. It's like a fucking pattern.
A sect founded by him in Malaysia. His movement was demolished by the Malaysian government in 2005. He claimed to have direct contact with the heavens and was believed by his followers to be the reincarnation of Jesus, Buddha, Shiva, and Muhammad.
Fucking so choose four, one, man.
Four people.
Just
four gods.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's going to believe me.
Maximise every religion. Just get all of them in.
So he's there, but people they believe he's going to come back. So he died in 2016.
He was the second coming. Now he's going to have a third coming.
Jesus hasn't even come back yet. Fucking hell, wait your turn. The second coming of Jesus isn't going to second to come back, is it?
But he was constantly under all sorts of abuse because he was claiming to be the Messiah that Islam were looking for, which is just not on. It's not cricket, is it? It's not something that people would like, but... So I couldn't really find too many details about the sect itself, but it looks as if it was surrounded by violence. Yeah, so I couldn't really find too much about him, just that he had this sect in Malaysia.
Another lying cult leader.
Yeah, basically. So that's Arifin Mohammed.
Did he ever refer to himself as the Prophet Mohammed?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Just again, just like another deluded guy, I guess. I don't really know.
Fuck's sake.
But anyway.
Okay, two left. Let's blitz Apollo Quibbalog.
Apollo Quibbaloi. Has this also got a little movie thing? Okay, so this is Apollo.
Pastor Apollo Quibbaloi, the most successful of the world's self-labeled saviors.
The official coming of the Son of God was in April 13, 2005.
He was an obscure evangelist from the rural Philippines until 2005 when he announced that God had appointed him Christ on earth, his reward for a pure life.
Sinful thoughts, anger. Lust, any of those things. You don't experience those on a daily basis?
As a human being?
Yes.
I have already overcome all of those.
There is no apocalypse in Quibbaloi's message, no rapture or final judgment. Instead, he preaches that he is the model of Christianity, and as more people follow his example, God will gradually turn the earth back into the Garden of Eden.
Do you perform miracles?
For me, the greatest miracle is the changing of that spirit within.
But healing the sick, the manifestations of Jesus' powers, you're able to do that?
We have healing.
You are healing.
Healing and miracles happening.
After taking his place as the appointed son, Kibeloy's ministry has exploded. He claims to reach 6 million followers with his satellite TV network, numerous publications, private jet, and personal helicopter. All the better to avoid the bumpy road and impoverished villages that lead to the walled compound he calls the Kingdom of Jesus Christ. Here is his 5-bedroom home, surrounded by manicured gardens of imported grass.
So this is your Garden of Eden.
This is what we call the Garden of Eden restored.
It's easy to see why this claim resonates in a country where 30 million endure crushing poverty with open hearts.
On the poor villages, the places that Jesus would be going.
Exactly.
The places he's trying to like fly over. Because they ain't got any money to give. They ain't got any money for him.
No.
We'll leave it there. It goes on and it kind of, you can see where they're going to go with the news report.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, it's infuriating that people like that live like that.
They get away with it as well.
Yeah. Another pastor came under a huge amount of attack recently because he's got a mega church in Texas and didn't open his doors to people who were homeless because of the hurricane.
Right.
So a few months ago when there was the hurricane. So, and he's came under a huge amount of fire from it because he owns a mansion that's like $10 million. He's got a jet that takes him everywhere. It's just, in my opinion, it's all kind of bit, it's not very biblical to live in those ways, but...
No. Yes, it's the last one.
Final one, Tissy, and then you can get on the way.
Sergei Torop.
Here we go.
Just want to say Torop. I got all the ones with the smiley faces.
He is a Russian. So our final Jesus C.
Each smiley was a negative.
Was known by his followers as Vissarion. Apparently interprets as he who gives new life. He's a Russian mystic and, surprise, surprise, cult leader.
Oh,
founded and heads a religious or sect movement known as the Church of the Last Testament in Siberia. It's got around 4,000 followers living in a settlement and around 10,000 followers worldwide. He's got 2 wives, 6 children from 2 wives. He rejected his first wife and married a 19-year-old woman who had lived with him since the age of 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with these guys?
I don't know, but they're not Jesus. I'm saying that much.
Yeah, I rate this guy Jesus-like.
The first one was like zero.
Yeah, I know.
And the rest of them have been minus. Like, you set the tone.
The first guy was pretty good compared to these guys.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know how bad it was going to get.
I mean, I only picked 8 from, I mean, literally hundreds.
Yeah, possibly. But
you can find him
that have existed.
In March 2010, Channel 4 apparently did a hour-long documentary about him and his followers. In May 2012, Vice YouTube channel uploaded a video titled Cult Leader Thinks He's Jesus. Cutting straight to the chase. He's all over the internet. So go Google him, go YouTube him. Vissarion, so that's either Vissarion, or Sergei Torop. Interesting guy, even if he is a maniac. Some of these people, I don't understand how they come to these conclusions. I don't get it. I do not understand one bit.
No. Absolute filth.
But they're my pretend Jesuses. Hopefully you found that.
I enjoyed them.
Interesting.
I found them a bunch of psychopaths.
Yeah, they're all mad.
Yeah.
And definitely not Jesus.
No.
I'm saying that fact.
I thought that I was hoping that in amongst them I'd be like, well, he's interesting. He's got something about him which is something you can't explain. Yeah. All of them are just like, dick.
All of them are dickheads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the guy, even like Eamon Holmes was not happy with Alan Miller.
No.
But Alan Miller's probably one of the well...
That like, woman who was hosting with Eamon Holmes, I don't know her name, she seemed to not...
Isn't that his wife, Ruth?
I don't know. But she seemed to just be like not putting up
She was not having
all.
Any no. of it, no. So, yeah. But there we go. That kind of about wraps it up and I've realised the time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So, I'm sure we could probably cut out a lot of waffle.
So, listen to the week this week. I'm going to give it to a guy called Brandon Reeder, who is a new listener. He first listened to the Flat Earth episode, really liked it, and then he went back and since then has binged 60 episodes and is trying to catch up, and he also became a patron. So, Brandon, listener of the week, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for listening and for all your support.
Yes.
Listener of the week.
And that's it. Me and Beefy are going to get down to record some Unwatchable soon. We're going to do our J-horror episode.
Are we watching Granny?
No, next one's probably going to be Ringu, by the looks of it.
Okay.
But we'll see. I'll put a last shout out for folks on that. And yeah, I'll do the outro stuff at home.
Hey, so I'm going to quickly do the outro stuff. You know the usual stuff. Go to weirdtalesandtheunexplainable.com. And on there, you can find all the links and videos relevant to this episode. You can also find the links to find us on Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, so you can support the show and get all the extra content we put out every month. You can buy merch on there by clicking the merch button. And you can contact us, or you can contact us directly at unexplainableuk@mail.com. I want to thank everyone who went and checked out my solo show, 5 Minute Folklore, because the response on that has been amazing. There may be adverts for it on this episode already, because I know there's been a few of them going around Acast. So yeah, if anyone's checked that out, thank you so much, and go leave a rating and review for that on iTunes, because that's really helping me out. I was actually right on the front page of iTunes last week. And while you're there, rating and review for Weird Tales if you haven't already. So let's go back to the show and we can end this episode.
Is there anything you guys want to add in before we wrap?
No, not really.
No? Cool. That's straight up just an AJ Miller.
Jesus, see you later. Not that.
No. I really enjoyed this episode, by the way. It was really good.
It was kind of, it felt a bit thrown together and it kind of, it was really difficult to not go into it too deep because no, it's so
much to go through that we're not going to cover it unless you make it like a 2-3 part.
Exactly.
Which, so it has to skim.
Yeah, so I tried to skim the surface and mention a few things rather than just doing a massive group of things.
But it was super fun.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Okay. So?
Yeah, well, so what's our next one?
Oh, I won't announce anything because we've got some strange stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah, we're still recording.
Yeah, yeah. So until next time, don't want that dog.
Don't let the dog walk across the bridge.
Who let the dogs out? Yeah, until next time, this has been Bobby Schreier, Luke Martin, Adam Siskin.
Christ on a penny farthing.
Yeah. Don't want your dog near the fucking bridge.
Did you know that? Did you know there's a film called Left Behind, starring Nicolas Cage?
Oh, no. Is it about Judgment Day?
I want to see it. It's Nicolas Cage.
What? So it's about Rapture.
Is it?
Yeah.
I want to watch this.
It's called Left Behind. It's got Nick Cage in it. 3.1 out of 10.
Oh, Nicolas Cage. I got Left Behind.
Do you want to watch the trailer?
Without watching this, I'm already rating it unwatchable.
Unwatchable. Do you want to watch it?
You can do.
God left me behind? That's bullshit.
It's Nicolas Cage. Is that your Nick Cage impression? Yeah. It's terrible.
Travolta's not in this, is he?
I'd face off.
Fucking hope not.
Hello. Hi, Mum. Chloe, welcome home. So is everything set for Dad's surprise party?
Yeah.
He's a pilot.
The world you know. Better the world you know.
My dad.
Hi, sweetheart. Hey.
Welcome aboard Pancom Flight 257 to London. My time today will be 6 hours and 30 minutes.
I love you.
This is the trailer. The trailer normally has like the best bits in it.
Yeah, always does now.
Let's take a look at some of Cage's best bits.
I'd love to see a Cage fucking showreel.
You're watching it, mate.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Well, he's up in a plane when it happens. The thing is, it's not a bad idea for a short story, maybe.
So everyone got sucked up.
Are you okay?
Apart from him. What did he do?
He's obviously evil.
Reaper kid.
Oh, that's a bit on the nose, isn't it?
this was coming, the way it happened. How could she know that?
Oh, so it was based on a book.
The books are terrible.
Oh, is it really? Based on his research.
The book's probably better than the film, but the film's also...
It sounds like a good idea for a short story. Anything more than that, and it's like, there's not enough meat to it.
If I was left on earth with a load of douchebags, I'd just kill myself.
Well, I'm trying to go outside then. Because,
or find a load
some bad news for you.
Yeah, true. Yeah, just living a lie.
I don't understand why he's a pilot and he's stressed out.
What?
I don't understand.
Been trained for this situation.
I'd love it if that was the best quote they could find for a review. It's on the post.
Why a pilot would be stressed in this one.
I don't understand why he's a pilot and he's stressed out.
Nicholas Cage.
That's the best tagline they could get.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, why is he stressed out? He's flying the plane.
Because it's end times, man.
Yeah, but if he's... what I'm thinking... See, this is... in the Left Behind books...
Right.
There was books. Someone who disappeared was a pilot.
Right.
So the plane was just doomed because the pilot had been raptured.
Hmm.
But he's obviously still there, so I don't understand why he's...
Unless
so
that's the twist. He's actually on the accepted side. And at the end, it cuts to what actually Earth's like, and it's even worse.
Well, so Nicholas Cage.
That is directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
A lot worse.
How old was he when he shagged that granny?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.